Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics. And if you are a longtime listener, you may notice that we missed an episode last week. And we want to thank those of you who reached out via email and made sure we were okay. We felt really touched that you missed us in your podcast feed and cared enough to see if we're all right. We are okay. But as I reminded these listeners, and I will remind you now, it's just the two of us doing all things Pleasure Mechanics related. We record the episodes, we edit the episodes, we run the website, we build the courses, we do it all, just the two of us. And we have a daughter, and we have aging parents. And sometimes life throws us a curveball, and that's what happened last week.
I had to go help my mom with some health issues. She had to go take her to some appointments in the big city. So we missed an episode.
And your mom's okay.
She's okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. She's lucky to have you at her bedside. Meanwhile, I taught my first in-person course in many, many years. We used to teach so many in-person workshops, and I used to give a lot of talks. And then we took all of our work online, and it's been all online via this podcast and our website and our courses for the past many years. But I was invited to offer an evening workshop as a fundraiser for a local awesome sex education community here in the Hudson Valley. And so I offered my first evening workshop, and so I was busy preparing for that. I did record it, and it will be part of an upcoming course. All of the ideas I developed for that workshop, I am translating into a new online course for you all, which I'm really excited about. And I'm just going to tease that now, and we will tell you more details later. But by subscribing to this podcast and staying in touch, you will be the first to know when that is available to you, and it will include the recording of the evening workshop, which I was excited to capture. During that workshop, a woman came up to me and was saying how she had recently discovered our website and the podcast, and she was loving listening to the podcast, but felt really overwhelmed because there's 230-some episodes to dig through, and where does she even begin? And if you do that math, most episodes are around half an hour. So it's like over 115 hours of podcasts available to you. And I can see why that would be overwhelming. And so we are working on some solutions for that and how to curate an experience for people who are new to the podcast but want the best of. Because one of the things we're aware of is everyone is at a different point in their sex life and are curious about different ideas. And we want to make it easier for you to find the podcast that will speak to you and your heart right now. And in that vein, today we are going to do an encore presentation of one of our favorite episodes, and I think we'll be doing this a little bit more in the months to come, in the summer months. So this is episode 58, and it's all about The Missing Link, was the original name of it. It's about how important it is to get relaxed before you get aroused and what a difference that can make to your sex life. And our best tool for that, which is couples massage. And we put up this episode, episode 58, as we were launching our couples massage mastery course. And that course has been up for a couple years now, and we get amazing feedback from it. It really transforms couples' love lives and gives them the tools to tend to one another, to care for one another, and to use massage as foreplay, which I think it's one of the most powerful forms of foreplay. And so this episode is all about our love of massage and how it fits into your sex life.
Yeah, and a little more of our story of why it's so important to us and how that came about in our own lives, personally and professionally. And I think it's a good one, and we imagine that many of you may not have heard it before, so we just wanted to highlight it and bring it to your attention, and give it a little shimmy and say, listen to me.
Give it a shimmy. Okay. Shimmy, shimmy. So this is an encore presentation of episode 58. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and you can explore the complete podcast archive. And another way we deliver our best of, our most effective, efficient sex advice straight to your inbox is through our free mini courses. So come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/free and sign up for one of our free mini courses. The Erotic Essentials is the place to start. and you'll start getting a little weekly drip of some of our best sex advice delivered straight to your inbox, and that includes some of our favorite podcast episodes. And
so that's a great way to stay in touch and to have a curated experience of our masses of free wisdom that we are sharing with you.
Indeed. All right. So here is episode 58, The Missing Link. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and we'd love to hear from you. We'll be back next week and talk to you then. Cheers. Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. In this podcast, we're going to be sharing with you the story of how we fell in love with couples massage. And we are thrilled to be launching our newest online course, Couples Massage Mastery. You can check it out over at pleasuremechanics.com. We've been teaching couples massage both online and in sold out weekend workshops all across the country for the past, coming on 8 years. And some people ask us, like, what does massage have to do with sex? You guys are sex educators, right? Why would you be teaching couples massage? And the story of how we came to include massage in our sex education is a very important one to us because we believe that massage is absolutely the most important skill you can learn if you want to have an amazing sex life and a healthy relationship. And that's what we're all about here at Pleasure Mechanics. And so massage is actually really the foundation of everything we do. And today we're going to share with you how that came to be and why we believe massage is so important, both in our own relationship and in yours.
I have always loved massage. And so in my early 20s, I became a massage therapist. What I noticed when I began having a practice and having clients was that again and again and again, I would hear from clients that they were in relationships where they were getting no touch. I mean, no touch, no...
For years.
For decades. And I was heartbroken by this. I couldn't believe that people were in long-term marriages and relationships and literally not touching at all. And most people reported that it began after they had kids, that often the women were just too exhausted and were so focused on raising their kids and doing life that any kind of touch kind of fell by the wayside. This mirrored for me my parents' relationship, where I saw my mother really focus on being a mother and my parents just drifted apart and ended up getting divorced. And as a kid, this of course affected me and my family. And it was really striking to see this experience being paralleled in my client's life. And I value long-term relationships. I love touch. And I saw that if I was interested in helping people have better marriages, I really wanted to help people figure out how to touch each other more, because that is some kind of glue in relationships. If we're touching, we are more likely to be making love. And that is important for a family life, to keep people together over the long term and to keep them happy. So I was really motivated by these people's stories and my own story to help people have better sex lives. And I saw that teaching people massage was a place to begin in helping people have better relationships. So I went and took a graduate level sexology course, and that is where I met Chris.
And meanwhile, also in the San Francisco Bay Area, I had been trained in massage as part of my focus on erotic massage. My first job out of college was working with the grandfather of erotic massage, who kind of started erotic massage as a structured practice. And as part of my training with him, I went to professional massage school because he really believed that to be a great erotic masseur, you needed to learn how to touch the entire body. And so I had been trained in massage and I was living in San Francisco with a few gay men, and we had this huge community of people coming and going through our house in San Francisco in the Tenderloin District. And as part of being trained in massage, I started offering all of my friends massage, and all of my lovers at the time massage. I was in a polyamorous community, and so I just started going to sex parties and offering everyone massage.
Slick move.
Yes. It made me very popular, of course. But what I started to notice is that by giving massage, I was not only offering people this extraordinary experience of relaxation and pleasure in their bodies, but in the cases where we then progressed to erotic touch, erotic massage, or other kinds of sex play, I noticed that we went much deeper and they went much higher with their arousal, and something changed about the sexual experience when it was preceded by a massage. And I got really curious about this and started researching why this would be in the body and how the anatomy of massage works. And I felt like I had this huge aha moment in really discovering that massage was the missing link in a lot of people's sex lives. And then I was teaching with this grandfather of erotic massage at the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, and Charlotte Walston is one of my students. And when I saw her touch in the context of the course, I was really amazed at the quality of her touch. And a few months later, not as student teacher, I'll have you know, a few months later, we went on a date, and the rest is history. We started Pleasure Mechanics a few months after that first date. And in starting a business together, we really were talking about what we wanted to teach, and we started with prostate massage, was actually our first project together. But very quickly after that, we noticed that every time we told people that we were both trained in massage, they would swoon. They would kind of get breathless and be like, oh, well, that must be amazing. And how often do you guys give each other massage? Like, how do you ever leave the house? And we got this response so consistently that we started talking and we realized, why isn't everyone trained in massage? Why isn't this part of the human curriculum? Because it is so amazing. And it was the cornerstone of our intimacy together. And in those conversations, we dedicated ourselves to not only teaching about sex together, which was our original purpose, but in teaching massage and in making that link clear.
So we live in incredibly stressful lives, and we have noticed that it's essential to have a transitional activity between regular life and sex. When people learn massage, they have this tool and this way of being together that is perfect to transition from everyday life to being more intimate together. And having this bridge, in a way, is such an essential piece to be able to get in the mood for sex. I think this is especially true for women, but it is true for men too. And women report again and again that they are so much more likely to be in the mood for sex if they have been given full body massage, where they've taken the time to relax, to get into their body, to focus on pleasure, to be with their lover, to feel taken care of by their lover. I mean, the reasons are numerous and the results are profound.
And this mirrored the research I was doing about why massage would be good for the sexual experience. And what I found out is that in order to be aroused, you have to be relaxed. The body has these two modes of the nervous system, and one is relaxed and receptive and pleasured, and the other is stressed, working, focused, attentive. And it really works like a light switch. You're either in one or the other. And in our busy lives, most of us spend way too much time in the stress mode. And the body cannot initiate the arousal cycle when it is stuck in the stressed out mode. And so when I looked at the traditional sex advice about how to get in the mood for sex, it was like, wear sexy lingerie, eat oysters off each other's bellies, like pour champagne over one another in the bathtub. It was all these really surface techniques that I knew were not helping people. Like, if you're stressed out and still thinking about your workday or about the dishes, eating oysters is not going to flip that switch in and of itself. It could be part of a longer seduction, But what I knew is that in our busy lives, what we needed was a technique that within just a few minutes could flip the switch in your body into the relaxed, receptive, pleasured mode. And massage was that missing link. And so when we talk about the arousal cycle as starting with arousal and then climax and then afterglow, we're actually missing the first step. And so if you have this image of a, you know, a set of stairs, and that first stair of arousal is way too high to get to, you give up. You try to arouse your lover and nothing happens, or they're too tense, or they're not really in it. It doesn't make sex that satisfying. But when you add that first step of relaxation through massage, then you all of a sudden have a complete series of stages that takes the body from the stressed out everyday mode into a relaxation phase, into focusing on your body, as Charlotte was saying, and then you can start getting aroused. And the more you practice this, the easier it happens. And so you get to a point where it only takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes of massage to relax enough to start being able to get aroused. And this is true for men and women both. We both have the same physiology in terms of our nervous system and our arousal cycles. And when I started practicing this with people and recommending it to the couples I was working with as a sex coach, the results were tremendous. People were effusive about how effective this was in transforming their sex life. You add couples massage into your sex life and everything changes. It's the most dramatic, important step that I've ever seen people take in order to reclaim a pleasurable, healthy sex life. And so knowing all of this together, we just realized that we would be really remiss, we would be really making a mistake if we were to skip teaching massage and just go on to the erotic touch techniques, which we also teach: prostate massage, fingering, hand jobs, oral sex, all of that stuff. All of those techniques are important, but if you can't get relaxed enough to get aroused, then, you know, why bother? So we are really thrilled about this online course. We want all of you to enroll. And at the end of this podcast, we'll give you an amazing discount code to make it super affordable to learn massage in the comfort of your own home. And we promise you, we guarantee you that if you learn these massage techniques and integrate them into your daily life together, everything will change. You will discover so much more relaxation, so much more pleasure, and ultimately way better sex.
So when we think about massage, we often think about the spa model of massage, where somebody is on the table for 50 minutes in an uninterrupted session.
And it costs $120.
Depending on where you live, yes. When you learn massage at home, you can break it up and provide amazing massage for your lover in 5 or 10 minutes. And you can just focus on particular body parts that really need your attention. And it can be integrated into your everyday life in a much more realistic and useful way. Because there's this amazing thing that happens when you receive massage for 5 to 10 minutes. Your body flips that switch that Chris was talking about earlier and gets into this relaxation mode in as little as 5 minutes. And I totally get if you don't believe us, but you got to try it because it's amazing. You go timeless when you give and receive massage.
Yeah, and that is why we included 5-minute follow-along guides in this course for each part of the body. So 5 minutes on the butt, 5 minutes on feet, hands, neck and shoulders in the back. Because we know that in as little as 5 minutes, your body will trigger a flood of pleasure hormones. It will go into that relaxation state and you will end the 5-minute massage feeling completely different than when you started. And when you can integrate this into your life, like 5 minutes, we all have 5 minutes, right? When you bring 5-minute massage into your daily life together, you're giving each other these incredible moments of relaxation, of pleasure, of connection, of intimacy together. And cumulative, that adds up to a whole lot of love being shared between you. And what we've found working with so many couples is that when you start integrating these shorter massages, your appetite for massage grows, you end up making more time for it, but you also end up more connected and physically in love with each other. You start to fall in love with one another's touch, and that leads to way more sex. Because not only do you have this tool to seduce one another's bodies into this relaxation mode so you can start getting aroused, but you start craving one another's touch. You start feeling grateful for one another more. You start paying attention to one another's physical needs. And all of this adds up to a much more intimate life together. And that leads to much more frequent and better quality sex together.
It's an amazing gift that you can offer your lover. Each of you can offer so much pleasure and relaxation and connection and love to one another. So here are four ways that we use massage. Chris and I use massage in our daily life that really supports our relationship in general. So we are on the computer a lot and
running our online business and typing up a storm for you all.
Editing podcasts. So our arms and hands sometimes get tired, they get fatigued. And a simple way that we can take care of one another and keep our bodies in good health and feel better is to offer one another a simple arm and hand massage.
We often do this while we're watching TV at the end of the night, or if we're just relaxing, listening to music. We just flop our arm onto the other person and say, "Do me, baby." And we do 5 minutes of hand and forearm massage. And I will tell you, I resisted this at first. And Charlotte gives such a killer forearm massage that I realized that my hands work better the next day when I accept her offer of arm massages. I feel better at the computer. I don't get pain in my fingers like I used to. It's just a really amazing skill for anyone who's working on the computer or any other, you know, job where they're using their hands in a repeated way, which is so many of us nowadays. So that's kind of the most basic massage we offer each other. And we try to do it 3 or 4 times a week.
But even if you can get to it once a month, once a week, like all of these moments add up and they count.
Yes.
And it's this way of taking care of one another. And it doesn't sound that sexy, perhaps, but being taken care of is sexy and is creating these moments of connection and nourishment that are really valuable and do kind of say to your lover, "I care about you. I want to be creating pleasure, taking away pain."
And it's such a sweet moment where I just look over at you and I'm like, "Thank you. I feel so much better now." It's such a simple moment, but it's really a poignant moment of intimacy together where it's like, you have just helped me feel better in my body.
Well, this is the other thing about massage that I love, because it's basically love in action, right? We can say to one another, "I love you." But when you put time and effort and attention into serving their body and offering them your full attention, your love, your touch, and they feel better, it is literally putting your love into some kind of action. And that is a beautiful thing.
Totally. And it's felt by both of us. Yeah.
Right. It's so profound. So this simple, easy to do skill can be integrated into life. Another way that we love to take care of each other and another kind of massage that we do often is back massage. So we'll be in bed before bed and just give one another 5 or 10 minutes of massage just up the back. In our course, we teach how to do these massages in bed, because I know that most people don't have a massage table and aren't going to be offering it on a table. So we teach how to do it in bed.
While staying really comfortable as the giver. Because that's one of the most important things, is being able to stay comfortable and have it be pleasurable for both people. And the most common thing we hear is like, "Oh, I try to give my lover a massage, but I just end up getting tired, or my back hurts, or my hands get tired." And we teach all of the secrets of the pros that show you how to stay comfortable and make it as relaxing for the giver as it is for the receiver. Because if you think about it, professional massage therapists sometimes offer 6, 7, 8 massages a day. And there's no way they could do 6 to 8 hours of massage in a day if they were being worn out. And so when you're in professional massage school, you learn these secrets about how to stay comfortable and how to create deep pressure without using your muscles to do so. And these are the secrets that make giving a great massage a total pleasure and joy and have you stay comfortable. And so we've translated that into staying comfortable in bed so you can offer it in those moments before you're drifting off to sleep. We know these positions in our bodies. And so Charlotte and I can just, you know, one of us is like, oh, you know what I'd really love is a little bit of a back rub. And the other one just flies into action, assumes the position, and can give 3, 5, 10 minutes of a massage and get a hugely effective massage done just in bed. And then we drift off to sleep with big smiles on our faces.
And then when we're more in the mood for foreplay, or we're more in the mood for transitioning into sex, our favorite element to add into foreplay is butt massage. We are such uber fans of this kind of massage.
Meaning massage of the buttocks.
The butt cheeks.
One of the largest groups of muscles in your body. And your butt muscles work very hard for you all day as you're walking and sitting. And so lavishing them with massage is a huge treat. If you've never tried butt massage, you don't know what you're missing.
We just have so much tension.
And this, in our butts.
And there's so much chronic constriction. And you begin to work that out. And, you know, you're on the other side of the genitals. You're around the genitals. Fresh blood starts flowing to the area. You're able to feel a little bit more. Things start getting woken up. And it's such a convenient and simple way to get the body to begin feeling in the mood. Even if your brain hasn't felt like it could get in the mood, once the body begins to relax and unwind, the body can begin to get in the mood. And that's a great shortcut in a way.
Yeah, it's totally one of the ways we seduce each other. Like, I'll just lean my weight into your butt and start doing circles. And sometimes it just ends there. You know, massage can be great foreplay, but it's not always foreplay. And sometimes it just ends with a really relaxing butt massage. And often it escalates and you get aroused and we go from there. And we've just laid the foundation of arousal. And so sex becomes much more pleasurable and it's much easier to get you into high states of arousal when we start with butt massage. And the final way we exchange massage frequently is foot massage. And Charlotte particularly loves foot massage. She gives herself lots of foot massages. But this is something we offer one another, like as we're talking and winding down from our long days, as we're just sitting together. Little secret of the Pleasure Mechanics headquarters. We actually don't have a couch. We have two beds. We have a king size bed that we sleep in and a queen size bed that we lounge in. And so we'll lounge in our day bed and give each other foot massage and just talk and connect and look at one another. And foot massage is one of those things. It creates such a full body relaxation. And there's a lot of theories about all the acupressure points on the feet. And there are different traditions that focus exclusively on foot massage. But with 5 minutes of foot massage, you can just make your lover putty in your hands. And one of the things that's nice about it is you can do this while you're talking to one another, looking at each other in the eyes, sipping wine, and just unwinding together. And it's a beautiful way to connect if you watch TV together. Any of these moments where you're just kind of chilling as a couple, it makes that conversation deeply pleasurable and much more intimate because you're using the power of touch to communicate your love and give one another relaxation. Some couples even do simultaneous foot massage. It's like
what?
A foot massage 69. Or you just take turns. Or one night one of you is super tired and has been on your feet all day. And you can just be like, hey, baby, would you like a little foot massage now? And so many people just melt at that proposition. And with this online course, you will take it from just a foot rub, like an amateur foot rub, to a professional quality foot massage. We show you how to rub the feet in a way that's going to be super effective, super pleasurable, and your hands will not get worn out. Again, learning these little secrets can take your touch from mediocre, or even from good, to great, extraordinary, incredible quality touch. And when you do that in your relationship, everything changes.
One of the things you'll notice about this picture that Chris is painting is that this sounds so luxurious, like imagining lying back, getting a foot massage while you're drinking wine at home. We think about massage and going and getting a spa massage, and most people would love to do that as much as possible, but who can afford that? When you bring massage home and you learn how to do this at home, you are able to access this kind of luxury simply and affordably at home. Because once you've learned how to do this, you have these skills for your lifetime that you're just going to get better at and better at as the years go on. You'll fine tune to learn how to best massage your particular lover, so you'll just get better at serving their particular body. I mean, it's an incredible skill to have over a lifetime, and I think it's one of the most luxurious things that you can offer one another.
Yes, your friends are going to be jealous when they're like, what did you do last Saturday? Oh, we stayed home, drank wine, and gave each other massages. What?
I know, how delicious does that sound?
It is, and when you talk about massage with people, they visibly melt, because we all know, even if you've never received a massage, we all know the power of focused, quality touch. And what we're offering is that you can learn those skills easily and efficiently at home, so you can pamper your lover with massage anytime you choose.
Because something that we like to say is that massage is incredible and important, but it's too important to outsource just to professionals. We have to learn the skills and bring them home so we can access this kind of touch more often. Because all of our bodies need more touch more often. So this is how you do it. You learn together, and then you can offer it to each other anytime you wish.
So that is our invitation to you, is to take your touch from good to extraordinary by joining our Couples Massage Mastery online course. So let's tell you a little bit about the course, and then we're going to give you a promo code to get a big fatty discount to make it super affordable to learn massage in the privacy of your own home at your own pace. So in the course, you'll find a tremendous amount of video guides that show you stroke by stroke how to touch every part of your lover's body. And these sequences were specifically designed to teach you efficient, effective massage sequences that you can do in as little as 5 minutes. And so we have massage sequences for the arm and hands, leg and feet, back, neck and shoulders, and of course our favorite, butt massage. And each of these video guides are designed so you can follow along and then integrate these skills once you have mastered them. In addition to the hours of video guides, you'll also get a handbook that goes in depth on everything you need to know to master the skills of couples massage. And you'll also get in-depth audio guides where we have conversations about all facets of couples massage to answer all of your questions and reveal to you how to integrate massage into your relationship. And of course, we are always one click away. So once you're enrolled in the course, if you have any questions or want to share your success stories with us, you can email us at any time, and we are here to support you in your journey of learning couples massage.
So it's really everything you need to know to be able to master these skills and be able to offer each other incredible massage.
Right. And we have really focused on skills so you can have a successful experience right from the start. So you can buy the course now and give your first great massage tonight. These skills are not so advanced and so tricky that you will get caught up in them and have a disappointing experience. We have chosen the most effective massage strokes and shown you how to do them in a really clear, straightforward way so you can quickly learn and then get on with the pleasure of sharing massage together. And the videos are always there for you. You have lifetime access, so you can watch them again and again and continue to get better at the skill of giving your lover a massage. And it's streaming and downloadable video, so you can watch from any device. There's really never been an easier way for you to learn the beautiful skills of massage in the privacy of your own home, at your own pace. To celebrate the launch of this course and encourage you and make it irresistible for you to learn these skills, because we really believe that it is the foundation of a great sex life and a healthy relationship. We are offering $50 off if you use the code TOUCH at checkout. That's T-O-U-C-H, TOUCH. We'll give you $50 off. It's an incredible deal. And we are offering it to you with a complete guarantee that if you learn these skills and integrate them into your relationship, your sex life will never be the same. You will discover whole new levels of relaxation and pleasure together, and your relationship will get stronger. How can you resist that? So head over to pleasuremechanics.com, look for the Couples Massage Mastery course, enter the word TOUCH at checkout. If you have any questions about the course or about massage or to know if it's right for you, we are always one click away. Go to pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button, and be in touch. We'll get back to you. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
And lots of massage. Cheers.